Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan. Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Why don't I start the program the same way every time? It's Creekside. Here we go.
It's tradition, Don. The Sunday night tradition that has shifted lately to Monday and Tuesday. So we're trying to get our act together. Folks that have paid attention on Facebook will know that my post said, yikes, I'm sick. And right now I've got a hot latte in front of me, a dirty iced chai. It's not even an iced.
We tried that, and I went, I can't do that.
Normally, I get dirty iced chais, and right. For people that don't know, the chai drink that has espresso added is a dirty iced chai. The espresso makes it, quote, dirty, but it also makes it tasty. But I cannot drink an iced drink without coughing my little head off.
So it causes her to be verklempt. Yeah. The ice just shuts things down in your lungs, I suppose it is. And bronchial tubes, the whole thing.
It's just not pretty. So I've got, we came into the studio and it's warm in here because we didn't have the air conditioner on. So between hoping the air conditioner cools the place down soon, before we're done would be ideal.
Before the sweat on your lip dries.
Right, and I've got this hot, dirty chai. I feel like when I did when my fever broke several days ago. I was like, oh.
Is that what it feels like to be good?
I think this might be good. I'm not sure.
And what episode is this? 346?
Yeah, I didn't even say who I was. No, how will they know, Don?
Who are you?
I am the Jan of Creekside with Don and Jan.
She's Danny Babe.
I have been called that by you, and my brother started that back in the day.
He did.
Yeah.
And I'll continue that tradition for as long as I live.
All righty, then. I'm counting on it.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
And we are four away from the big 350, as we said many times.
That's right. We've said that to ourselves many times. I don't think we've yet announced that here, but we have announced it in the magazine, which we were out delivering more of those this afternoon.
350 magazines, 350 episodes away from, no, wait a minute, four episodes away from the 350 Nirvana. There we go.
Oh, 350 Nirvana. That's how we're billing it. Man, now I have to plan more.
No, you don't.
Nirvana should just come easily, you think?
We had that discussion this afternoon on the way home. We don't have to. There goes that little nerfy cuff you've got.
Yeah.
It sounds like a little Nerf ball's cut.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It's not objectionable, but it's something that just kind of slaps you in the head and says.
Right, and I do object to it. Just from my point of view, it's objectionable to me. But we laugh because I've had other episodes since episodes. I don't mean Creekside episodes, but I guess in a way I do. There have been episodes on the podcast that I have had issues over the last 7 years with coughs, colds, and my voice was often referred to by you and Jess Adam as sounding like Lauren Bacall. I don't even do Lauren Bacall justice today. This is just Jan with a Nerf ball cough.
Like you got a Nerf ball stuck down in your
throat. Right, but I'm feeling much better. Yeah, that's good. Wearing down a little bit as the day goes on.
Yeah, we had to go to Pena late this afternoon and drop off some bundles of the magazine where they need to go in that community. And we got up to Pena this afternoon, and then we're driving along. You know, we left Coffeen and we headed north and headed straight up to Fillmore, the Fillmore Blacktop.
And here's the rub.
We have no idea how we wound up in Ramsey.
We have done this route before. We know how to get to Nokomis and Pena. But today, it didn't happen. Well, it happened eventually. No, we had to forego Nokomis. Not that we have any magazines there anymore, for lots of different reasons.
But we expected to run into Nokomis, and suddenly we're looking at Ramsey High School, and we go, how the heck did that happen? And
aliens, Don.
Yeah.
What aliens. Did you call it?
Aliens.
Yes, but you called
it. Well, we had a temporal distortion.
There you go.
So we're going to take that as, there we go. It's okay. Just let her go, Jen. You let her, people understand. We had some sort of anomaly today because I've not looked at it on a map, and we're going to look at it on a map later on tonight, and I'm going to go, oh, well, that's where we screwed up.
But both of us were so certain and then so surprised, and then we're running late already, and we find that there was a massive wreck of some kind.
Oh, yeah.
And
there was
traffic.
Some farm machinery involved, it looked like, or anything, but it
yeah,
was
I
on
couldn't.
A little bridge just right at the county line there, Fayette County, on U.S. 51. And our hearts go out to whoever was involved in that. But it was not a good situation.
No, so they were sending everybody off on little country roads that turned yeah. to dirt roads. We saw a farmer, and we're like, can we get to Pena?
Yeah, back to 51.
Back to 51, yeah. And he said, yes, but don't turn here, 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 or here, because they're just dirt roads. Go to the T and turn right. So he got us where we needed to be. And then on the way home, we just assumed that that
yeah,
would be
we
all
would
cleared
assume
up
that it was all cleared.
Because it had been a couple of hours. And it was not the case. There was even more traffic, people that had come evidently that knew people in the accident or whatever.
Well, and we were feeling confident because we're seeing a lot of southbound traffic on 51. When we were in Pena, we were north of the wreck, and looking at the southbound traffic coming back the other way, we're going, okay, well, we're good. So barreling on down the road, and blue lights right ahead, and no, you need to stop. And
yeah, so then we did take another country road. You looked at me, and this is a dirt road. This is where things happen. This is where aliens come. They got us going, but they didn't get us coming back, at least.
Right.
At least according to our clocks.
So it was our 3-hour trip to Pena today from
yeah.
Greenville.
Maybe even longer, Don.
Maybe. It could be longer.
And,
anywho.
Well, speaking of aliens, not that we have any idea what really happened. It could just be us in exhaustion. I don't know.
Probably.
But it reminded me of the time my mom and dad were coming back from Centralia. And there, for anyone knows from Centralia to Vandalia, there is an underpass that all kinds of accidents have occurred over the years. And every parent warns every child when they get their driver's license, be, you know, extra careful when you come into the Banks Bowl curve. This is where, you know, accidents happen and people die. And so everyone's always aware of it. And my parents were very aware of it because they'd warned us. And they'd even had a friend who had had an accident there years and years ago and had passed away. And so they were coming home, and all of a sudden they looked up at each other, and they had gone under the underpass, but they didn't remember it. Neither one of them had any recollection of it all, and they looked over at each other and said, where are we?
Wow.
And, you know, this is a road we all, exactly, we'd all traveled 1,000 times. We used to shop in Centralia all the time. So, anyway.
Another temporal distortion.
Right. So that
aliens.
Just named me aliens. Who says that, Don?
I believe his name was Chucky on Rugrats.
Okay.
He called them aliens.
And we have no idea if that was the case, like I said, or what happened with Mom and Dad. But that would make for a very interesting podcast to talk about aliens.
Yeah. And the, you know, it is coming, you know, we got Halloween coming up there on the 31st of October. Maybe we should probably design something and see what we can come up with.
For a show?
Yeah. Maybe we could have some ghost hunters.
Mm-hmm.
Between now and then, we'll get some ghost hunters in here. And
ghost hunters and alien hunters. They bet they know each other.
Maybe they do, you know,
we
because
don't know.
Aliens, ghosts, same thing, right?
I don't even think Webster describes them as the same. But anyway, it makes for interesting conversation and what could be, what might be, what if. It's always fun whether you believe in it or not.
Stuff that goes bump in the night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been a long day. We've been working on getting the friend's room next door at the 112 property turned into something friendly. for you to come and sit on.
That's right. And that is actually, everyone that walks in the door is our friends. So it's always, every room they're in here is a friend's room.
Right.
But this is friends in quotes with a TV series behind it and a Central Perk coffee house attached.
There you go.
Right.
Ba-dum-bum. And what we need to do is to find a sliding glass door for inside the office, inside the building here, so that we can have access control to that area. But, you know, it's better than just having a giant gaping hole in the in a 2x6 wall with plenty of wood laugh hanging out there doing nothing.
Well, when we rented the place, that's how it came to us. And we have ideas, and sometimes they become delusions of grandeur, and sometimes we whip them back into reality.
And sometimes we're just delusional.
Sometimes we are, especially from Fillmore to Pena. But anyway.
We're better than that. And we should have used a map.
We did need a map, obviously. And then our phones were dead. We could have, our phones were dead. Dead zone. Look out, folks.
Yes,
the plot thickens.
We're on T-Mobile and we're out in the middle of nowhere. Forget it. We're done. So that's what we get.
So I'm going to tell everyone a little bit more about the Friends Central Perk Room. And if my voice goes and my cough starts up, you're on, Don.
Okay. Well, we're going to turn your volume up here just a little bit to accommodate you.
I am talking quite softly compared to my normal bellowing. How's that for unattractive?
Well, it's
Jen bellows and coughs. She bellows
it's
when
the
she's
Lauren
well.
Bacall.
The Lauren Bacall bellow. No, I was referring to my normal voice. It was a cheerleading voice. It was a voice that could be heard all over the gym.
No megaphone.
Not so much, right. Not so much tonight. So anyway, back to our coffee house room that is Central Perk themed. We've got two mugs that just came in, coffee, great big coffee mugs that will be sitting over there, and they have the Central Perk logo on them.
We better put chains on them and tie them down to the coffee table.
Or I just may drink out of it all day, depending on, I may need something hot all day still on Saturday so
there
I can talk.
Yeah.
And I love the Central Perk logo. I see it in my sleep now. We purchased the logo that was downloadable so we could print it out. And it looks really good. We've got three different images, and we can go ahead and frame. We want to frame one of the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
We had.
We'll use one for an arrow sign, go this way to Central Perk.
And then we had. I've been looking all over for everything that was Friends-esque versus just truly Central Perk.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a woman in, I think she was in Australia, that painted these. Images of the Friends. They're kind of benign, no faces, but you know, it's really neat. You can tell who they are in some obvious settings with their umbrellas and the, you know, that kind of thing.
Sure.
And so
tilt of the head.
Yeah, so you can tell who they are, and those are watercolors. We'll be getting those framed. And then I also purchased the other day online some Friends coffee cups that are paper, like, you know, you'd come in and get a regular coffee cup.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to do is hide those on our open house, which is September 21st, this Saturday, folks. I'm going to hide them in the regular stack of coffee cups. And when you order a coffee on Saturday, if we pull a cup that is a Central Perk cup, you'll get a prize.
Rock and roll.
I think that's going to be fun. Then we've got napkins, and we've got what else came with that? Paper plates.
Okay.
So we might do that anytime you get the lucky paper plate or the lucky cup, you'll get something. That's going to be fun.
That is fun. And the other thing that we've been doing too is we've been searching for the right backgrounds to make everything kind of meld together. We did some painting in the other room. We're fixing to paper up one wall. We've got
brick
wallpaper. Yeah.
Since Central Perk is a good chunk of it, brick.
Yeah. And there's a lot of Kelly green involved. And,
no, it's
or not Kelly green. It's forest green.
Hunter green.
I'm
Hang
wrong
in there,
three
Don.
Times. I'll
yeah,
get it out.
Third time's
the
charm.
I'm the one that went and got the darn paint.
You did. And what we did to choose that green, besides with the fact that we've studied Central Perk, the set, in Central Perk logo, there is a green, a hunter green, and so that's the color we used for several things. And then we've got oranges going. We bought a new rug. If you look on the set of Central Perks floor. They're all covered with kind of an Asian look or some patterned, very heavy patterned rug. So we've got a lot of things going. Becky helped us today paint. We've got some friends coming in the next couple of days to do some more work with us.
Hauling,
painting, cleaning, lifting, tote that barge, lift that bale.
We've got this giant Vulcan stove setting in the space that will be the banquet area right now, and it's one of those things that needs to get installed at some point in time. But as a matter of fact, I talked to a local gentleman who repairs things, like does stove work, does what have you. And he said, there's no problem using that inch and a quarter line that you need to feed that with. You can drop it down to 3/4 of an inch real quick and put a regulator on it. You'll be fine. Because if you think about it, they use a large pipe in order to accommodate volume, but still the pressure inside that system is only about 3 pounds per square inch, 11 inches. And it'll work just fine. It's just a matter of delivery of the gas. And so, you know, we'll get that sucker inspected and get her tested and make sure there's no leaks, and away we go.
You lost me at repair, man. I just went okay.
let him blow.
if you can't repair it and you can find someone who can, whatever it is, I'm a happy camper.
Okay, there you go. Mm-hmm. She's happy. Mm-hmm. You know what? Happy life, happy wife.
They say it the other way around, though, usually, don't they?
Yeah. But if we have a happy life, we have a happy wife.
Mm-hmm. And a happy husband, too. She says, nodding.
She's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So anyway, folks, we want to make sure. I think we're going to cut this short since my voice is
pretty much shot.
Well, and it's taxing, and we have a lot of work to do tonight to get ready for all the food we have to prepare tomorrow. So we want you to make a special note of coming to our open house Saturday, September 21st. The doors will be open from 7 to 2. Those are our regular Saturday business hours. Mm-hmm. But the actual festivities kick off at 9. So we figured we'd give ourselves a couple hours to serve coffee and get everything going out of the oven and into the warming plates and get ready to start serving. We're going to have some specialty mm-hmm. foods that we've not had before, taste testing, coffee sampling. So we hope you come in, have a great time with us, and celebrate our grand opening and open house. And before we go to, we have one little advertisement here.
Oh, yeah, indeed.
That we want to be sure.
We want to make sure that after you're done with Creekside and you've had your Saturday, you've got to have your Sunday, too. Sunday, September 22nd, the Sorrento Fall Festival. Remember the old Ripson Bridge Festival that was done years ago?
I do.
Downtown Sorrento, Illinois, is where this is going on now. They are having a car cruise in, craft and food vendors. They've got hay rides, free games, raffles, prizes, and a 50-50 drawing. They'll have live music. Bruce Swampweis and Mike Goose Miller will be playing from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., trophy mules from 2 to 4, and a parade at 4 o'clock. It's Sunday, September 22nd. There's vendor space still available, and it's from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can register at SorrentoFallFestival.com. It's on Main Street in downtown Sorrento. That's just off Illinois 127, and make a west, and away you go.
That sounds like a weekend full of fall fun.
It will be. And it was always fun whenever we went down to the Ripson Bridge Festival, and there was always bluegrass music playing, and just apple butter, you know, things that go along with that kind of stuff in that time of year. So enjoy it in downtown Sorrento. Sunday, September 22nd, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., SorrentoFallFestival.com.
And be sure, if you haven't liked us on Facebook yet, to do that at Creekside with Don and Jan and Creekside Community Brew Coffee House and the Owl Creek Gazette. All those will let you know what we're up to, whether it's at the coffee house or behind the computer or behind the counter or behind the mic. And we appreciate your support like that. It's a great way for us to stay connected with you and you with us. And we always think that's fun when we can stay connected between coffee house visits or between podcasts or between issues.
Or between coughing fits. All right. Y'all take care. Thanks for listening. And we will see you next week. Lord willing, creek don't rise.
Bye-bye, folks. Now.